New Country Z100 and good morning, Kent, the Country Morning Show. While the National College Football Championship was going on last night in a thrilling overtime victory, at our house, we were checking out the most unrealistic reality show on all of television, ABC's The Bachelor. And I've got my beautiful wife on the phone line. Good morning, Joy.
Good morning.
Boy, last night, hey, you know, we started to see some tears, didn't we?
Oh, yes.
It was one of those deals where now it's getting real. What stuck out with you last night?
Honestly, it was Annalise crying over the traumatic bumper car experience.
I don't know what the big deal was, but apparently she had a fear of bumper cars. And honestly, taking a girl on a date to a demo derby where you're actually in the demo car, that might have been a lot for people to handle. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And like I said, everyone has their own fears, but I don't know why that just struck me funny, because I really like Annalise, but at that moment I was thinking, I don't know about her.
Yeah, we may have to switch gears a little bit. So I have to bring out one too here. The personal trainer from California, the Valley Girl, is her name Crystal?
Crystal.
She's driving everybody nuts.
I cannot stand to hear her talk. It's the worst. And it's not necessarily her voice. It's just the way she talks. Mm-hmm. And I really think he was regretting giving her that rose, because they had the one-on-one date and met his family, which I thought was a little much for just meeting somebody. But he gave her the rose, and then later on she interrupted him like 3 times during the night, and she already had the rose. And so I think he kind of was taken aback and was like, not sure about her now.
And the way she goes and does, like, hey, baby.
Hi.
I missed you. And so Bibiana is the little Latin gal from Miami, Florida. I thought she was going to throw down in the octagon.
Yeah, I don't think you want to mess with her.
No.
And she did. She messed with her.
And she's moving on The Bachelor here. She got a rose, too, at the very last deal there from Ari Lyandike, The Bachelor this season here, the race car driver. There's one other thing that stuck out with me last night, and that's whenever Jenny from Chicago did not get a rose in the rose ceremony.
Whew, yeah.
Is that a first?
No. They have walked past them before and not told them goodbye.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the look in her eyes, it was like psychotic. She had a psychotic look in her eye.
Right.
And she said, that's the first time I've ever been broken up with. So that was a reality check for her.
You know, better to be broken up with now than down the pipe, you know, 3 months into it, and there's only 3 women left, and then get your heart broke. That's the way I look at that. So, there you go. We're moving on to next week. And so, you're not going with Annalise anymore? You're kind of iffy.
I'm still going to go with her, I guess. I don't know. It was a setback for me, the whole bumper car thing. But I do really like Kendall, too. So, we'll kind of see. We'll see what next week holds.
It is the most unrealistic reality show in all of television, ABC's The Bachelor. As always, hey, Joy, thank you so much, babe.
You're welcome.
I love you.
Love you, too.